Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We're here to discuss Desi Smith's new book series, The Talented, and book two in The Talented series is Past Lives Revealed. Desi, how are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. And for the listeners out there, my name is Gail Ross. I write under GL Ross, and I'm here to chat with Miss Desi today for the next 30 minutes, and we're just so happy that you've joined us. Please, first thing I have to know is I love your covers. I'm like a cover geek. I love to look at everybody's covers, and I just think yours are so cool. Who does your covers, and where did you come up with the ideas?
Well, actually, the first cover, The Talented One, the book, it was created on Creative Space. Do you know what that platform is?
Yes.
Yeah, so they designed it on there.
The idea? Oh, okay. So
yeah.
Did you give them the idea? And how
I used their free book design tool, and that's what they came up with. So.
Oh, well, great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, tell me about Carmel and Devon, because I think that they sound like a really spicy, hot couple. But tell us a little bit about the Talented series, if you could maybe fill in the readers on the synopsis of book one, and then lead us into what book two is all about.
Okay, so book one is basically about Carmel finding out that she has a talent, which is also a power. And she has the talent to control water and ice. Like, she can, you know, create ice. She can create snow, like all of that. And she goes to this house called the HOT, the House of Talents, where she meets Devin. But the funny thing is she somehow feels that she's met Devin before. So at the house, she learns to control her powers somewhat. And she tries to figure out where she knows Devin from, and come to find out in the first book we learned that they did meet when she was 14, and Devin erased her memories. So we go into the second book, like, leading into that. Like, Carmel has to, you know, figure out, I guess, has to reconnect with Devin because he did erase her memories, and, you know, she has to reconnect with him.
Well, now, do you have a favorite scene from the book in that section when you're going through, like, book one leading into book two? Do you have a favorite scene?
Let's see. I think it's where Carmel gets kidnapped.
Okay.
Because someone that Devin used to work with kidnaps Carmel because of what Devin did to his girlfriend.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Keep going and telling us about book two.
So book two is about them going to retrieve a sword to get an advantage in a war that's about to happen between good angels and the bad angels, because come to find out, Carmel finds out, like, the end of the book, that she's an angel. She's a reincarnation of an angel named Queen Ice. And, like, Queen Ice, she doesn't play any games. She's, like, the type of character that most people do not like, because she speaks her mind and she annoys the heck out of Carmel. But, yeah, they go to retrieve the sword, and you have to read to find out about the sword because it's a lot of work. But in the second book, we get, like, glimpses of Queen Ice's life. So Carmel gets to understand why she acts the way she acts. And then we also get a glimpse of the other characters who live alongside Queen Ice. Because it's Devin, Ricky, and Flora, they're reincarnations of angels as well. So you guys get to see them as well.
Oh, my gracious. Where do you get these ideas?
I really don't know. I watch a lot of TV. And you know, like, how you're looking at something. And you're all like, you know what? I should probably write a book. I feel like I could do this. And I just, one day I just wrote something. And that's how it happened.
So what age did you first start writing or realize that you had a gift of being a writer?
Let me see. I know it was in middle school, I think 13.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, I think it was 13, because I wrote my first book when I was 13.
Wow. Because mm-hmm. I'm just sitting here going, you're talking about the angels, and you're talking about the Ice Queen, and all these talents, and I'm just thinking, what makes you all of a sudden, what influences you to come up with these super creative ideas? You must have been one of those kids who played the neatest games because your imagination was just so fabulous.
And you know what? I didn't even play games when I was little. My mom, she likes, like, she loves watching this stuff. Like, all we watch in the house is supernatural, like vampires, angels, wolves.
Okay.
So I guess I kind of just wanted to write about it because that's all I've been growing up on. Like, that's all we watch. And, like, I read about it, too, so.
So right now, what would you say on TV is your favorite supernatural show?
Let's see. Have you heard of Sleepy Hollow?
Yes.
Yes, it has a lot of supernatural elements.
Well, now, you talk about Queen Ice tells it like it is. Does Desi tell it like it is?
Me, the Arthur?
Yes.
I don't think
so. Is Queen Ice maybe
a
little part of you?
No. I think Karma is more a part of me than Queen Ice.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel that you and Carmel are alike?
Well, in the book, Carmel has, like, a real sweet addiction, and I love sweets.
Oh!
Yesterday, I went out, like, to get an M&M McFlurry, like, at 1 o'clock last night just because I had to have it. And, like, in the book, she'd rather eat chocolate than, like, eat actual food. So that's one similarity we do have.
Wow. I love that. Well, what time of day, I mean, you're talking about going out late at night. Do you like to write late at night, or are you a morning writer, or when do you do your best writing?
So, and don't laugh, I usually write like 9 up until 3 or 4 in the morning. I don't know why.
Oh, I'm not laughing because I'm the same way.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of authors like to write late at night, and I think that's because you finally get everybody to bed, the phone doesn't ring, you can finally concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that to be true?
Yeah.
Now, you're a student also?
Yes.
Tell us what you're studying and what you're doing. I mean, are you a full-time student?
Yes, I am a full-time student, and my major is English. So
very good.
Right. So, and I graduate in December, too, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. Well, now, tell us a little bit about the setting for The Talented. You've told us a little about the characters, but tell us about the setting, where we find this and what's going on around their world.
I feel like it happens in our world. Like, the school is in Texas, like some town I made up in Texas. And when they go to retrieve the sword to go look for it, they go to Florida, and then they go to Antarctica to look for the sword. So it's like in our world, it's just, you know, just fitting the characters in there, just throwing them in there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, now, do you like, I mean, you're writing paranormal, but do you like to read other paranormal stories, or is there another type of genre book that you prefer?
No, I only read paranormal stories. Like, that's it. That's all I read.
So who's your favorite author to read? Besides, I mean, obviously you're not going to always read yours, but who would be some, if you can't narrow it to one, you can give us a few, or even tell us the most recent book you've read.
So my favorite author right now is, I don't know if you heard of her, her name is Scarlett Dunn, and she wrote the King and King K series. Oh, my gosh. I've read the books like 20 times over. I love her.
Well, I haven't read that book yet, but I've heard about her, and I have heard that book is really good. I'll have to check it out after, of course, I read yours. So tell us about when does book three, The Supernatural Resident, when do you expect it to be released?
So it's ready. And right now, I'm just being lazy. I need to go ahead and, like, release it because it's ready and it's edited and I have the cover for it, but I haven't released it yet on Amazon or made it into, you know, a hard copy yet, but it's ready.
Oh, okay. So the readers won't have to wait long then to continue the story. Okay, well, that's good. I know our readers are happy about that. I noticed, too, that you started your own publishing company.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, tell us about this.
So the name of the publishing company is Flowbees Publishing, and Flowbee is actually the title of my first book I wrote when I was in middle school. So, it was hard to get published because, I guess, you know, a lot of people really didn't want to take a chance of publishing me because I'm younger. So I decided to, you know, start my own publishing company. And what I plan to do with it is, like, to help other people, like, especially my age and, you know, people older, to publish their short stories or, you know, novels, poetry, if they have it, under the publishing company.
That is really fabulous that you're doing that and inspiring so many people. That's terrific. Who do you think influenced your writing style?
I'm trying to think, because I read so much. That is a good question. And I cannot think of the series either. What is, do you know the House of Night series?
No.
Because I think her name is...
Is that one who helped you along?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, now, you talk about talents in the book and, like, her talent of being able to create ice. What if you could have any talent in the world? What talent would you want to have and why?
Ooh, this is a good question. Let's see. I think I would want the talent to read minds because I'm nosy. So I would want to know what you're thinking. That way I can, you know, like, outthink you and be like, no, you know, I have the answer before you have the answer. So I think that would be totally cool.
Well, now you know you're going to have to write a character that has that power.
Yes.
That talent. If you could go on any vacation in the world, what would be your dream vacation?
Ooh, I really want to go to Japan. Like, really, really want to go to Japan.
Oh. Well, you know, you might have to go there just to do some research for a book.
Oh, yes. That'll be really cool.
What is it that intrigues you about Japan?
So, I don't know if the readers know this about me, but I love anime, too. Like, my cousin, he got me to start watching Inuyasha. It's an anime that used to come on when I was 16, so a couple years ago. But ever since then, like, I watch all types of anime. So, I would like to go, you know, and meet the creative who wrote Inuyasha and possibly Sailor Moon and, you know, speak to them because I really love the anime.
So do you have a talent for learning languages? Have you ever learned a language?
No, I tried to learn Spanish, but and I tried
Girl,
to learn it in
middle
school.
Speak it either.
I couldn't. But you know what? I do want to learn Japanese because I feel like I watch a lot of animes with Japanese subtitles, and I feel like I watch it, so I might as well learn it. So that's something I might do.
That's a challenge right there.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that you love dessert. So what is your favorite dessert?
Oh, lemon sugar cookies.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have someone in your family who made those that got you hooked, or how did you come about that?
Yes. A friend of the family, my mom knows her. She makes them for us all the time, and when she doesn't make us, I mean, when she doesn't make them for us, my family, we go to, of course, the Canis Bakery, and they sell them.
Mm-hmm.
And they are wonderful.
Wow. I'm going to have to try those.
Yeah.
So what would be, if you were going to have your main meal before those famous cookies for dessert, what would be your favorite food?
Let me see. Lasagna.
So do we have an Italian craving also? Do we need to go to Italy for a study a book also?
Yes.
Well, you said that you've been in school full time. You've been writing your books. Obviously, you've been very busy if you have your book two out now and you already have book three ready to go. When you have any free time, what does Desi like to do?
So I'm a homebody, so I watch a lot of television. So when I'm not doing homework or writing, I'm probably catching up on my shows.
And what are some of your favorite shows? I know our readers will probably be interested to know what type of shows besides, I mean, we know you're into all the supernatural, but are there any, like, maybe crime shows or comedies or anything else in there?
Yes. I watch Rain. Let's see, what else do I watch? I watch The Originals. It's a vampire show.
Yes,
I watch Scandal. You watch The Originals, too?
Yes.
I love it.
We all have to love. I love Originals, but Scandal, you've just met my heart there. I'm a big fan of Olivia Pope.
Do you watch How to Get Away with Murder?
Yes.
Oh.
We're all apparently Shonda Rhimes fans.
Yes.
She is a very
wonderful,
talented writer.
She really is.
I mean, you're talking about your imagination when I was saying you're so creative. That woman has an imagination.
Right? And then her shows are like back to back to back that night on Thursday night.
I know. Thursday night, Shonda Rhimes night. I mean, who could ever imagine? I mean, could you imagine that? Let's say that your books take off and all of a sudden they become a TV series and you have your shows all in one night. I mean, would you have ever thought that that would happen?
No, not like, I mean, one show, yes, but all three then back to back, like my night on one night, no, I would never imagine it happening like that.
I know. I mean, I think that's a writer's dream. That's just so amazing to me to be that gifted and that talented. She's truly blessed. There's no doubt about that.
She is. I was just about to say the same thing.
Really? Great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, are you married or are you single?
I am single.
Okay. Well, tell us, if you were going to write a character that was your dream man, what would you describe him for us?
Oh. So you're asking me questions like I've never thought about.
Well, I'm glad I'm making you think. That's good.
Okay, so let's do physical traits first.
Okay.
I know he will have to be tall, okay? Let's see.
Okay. Are you tall?
No.
You just like tall men.
That's sad. I just like tall men. It's really sad. No, I'm like 5'3.5", and I want him to be like at least 6'1". So yeah.
Okay.
I guess I can go down a little bit. Let's see, tall. He has to be handsome to me. Like, I mean, I don't really care if anyone else doesn't find him attractive, but as long as I do, that's fine.
Right.
I want him to be smart. I want him to be hardworking, and I want him to have some type of ambition. You know, because I write my books, and I got them published at a young age, and I want him to have that same type of drive, okay?
Sure.
So let's see. And I want him to care for his family because I'm a real family person. And my mom always told me, like, you can tell if a guy, I guess, how a guy would treat you if he treats his mom really well. So
yes,
that's
I've
something
that
I would
too.
Have to look into. Mm-hmm. And, like, I really don't care what race he is because I do not discriminate against the race. So that doesn't matter to me either. But, yeah.
Yes. Well, it sounds like he'd be a well-mannered young man, treats you like a real lady.
You know what? I feel like, actually, in a Supernatural book, the main character for that book, I think that's who somebody I would like to end up with. That's
oh, really?
What I based it off of. Mm-hmm.
Well, tell us about him. Tell us about him then. The
so
supernatural
his name
guy.
Is his name is Colton Blue, and he's a wolf. And so he left his father's pack when he was 16 to pursue his own pack. And, like, in the story, he meets Starletta. That's the main character in my story in the Supernatural book. And, like, mm-hmm. he's 25, and he's pursuing his master's degree. And, like,
oh,
all the wolves
okay.
know him and stuff. Like, everyone in the Supernatural community know who he is, and they know, like, you know, I guess they just know how far he has gotten in life and stuff like that. So I think that's the type of guy I would like to end up with. I think he's
definitely
different than Devin.
Driven.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think he's definitely different than Devin, the character in The Talented, because I feel like Devin is a little moody, and he, like, broods a lot, you know? Like, he's just – when you read the third book, you'll understand why I say it about Devin. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on with Devin, and I don't think I want to handle that.
Too much drama, huh?
Yeah, I don't want all that drama.
I understand that one. Well, tell us, describe yourself in three words for us.
Okay, let's see. Animated, creative, and lazy.
You don't sound lazy to me at all, Desi, if you're able to try to go to school full-time and then write all of these books. I don't think you're lazy.
I think sometimes we all get like that a little, you know, just a little bit sometimes.
Well, now, if
you know
were going to
I'll take lazy out and I'll replace it with, what's the word I'm looking for? What is the word? I'm trying to see when you rush stuff. I can't think of it.
Impatient?
I cannot think of it. Yes. That's me.
Okay.
That sounds like me.
Okay. Now, you gave us three words to describe you, but now if you were going to give us three words to describe book two in the Talented series, what three words would you use to describe the book?
Let's see. Insightful, hilarious, and shocking.
Okay, so who in the of the characters is funny? What makes the book funny?
So, I'm glad you asked. So, Flora in the book, she is really funny because she has a love-hate relationship with Devin in the book, mostly hate, and Devin has the same relationship with her, so they're always, like, taking jabs at one another. So, they're really funny in the book.
So, in the book, is there one character that you just favor more than any of the others? Because I know, like, when I write, sometimes mm-hmm. one of the sidekicks are more of my favorite characters than the hero or heroine. So do you have a favorite character?
I think Queen Ice. Because she's so real. Yeah, she tells it like it is. Like, she's and Carmel tries to use sarcasm on her, but it's lost because back then when she was living, sarcasm wasn't invented, so she doesn't understand it, but she still takes little jabs at Carmel. It's really funny. She's actually a funny character, too.
Well, I can't wait to read about her. She sounds like my kind of woman, tell it like it is.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a tagline or a quote that you use a lot in the book or that's your favorite in the book?
No, I don't think I do, actually. Mm-mm.
When you're sitting down writing a book, do you ever deal with writer's block? Or does it always just come to you?
Yes, sometimes I do. Like, you know how you... Like, in your mind, you plan, like, oh, okay, so today is Monday, and I plan on, you know, getting, let's say, 2 or 3 pages done that night. And then you sit down, and you can't write at all. So
mm-hmm.
I guess what I do is I watch a little television, I listen to a little music, and then something comes to me, and then I start writing. or if I can't write that night, I'll wait till tomorrow, and somehow I have, like, a whole bunch of stuff to write. And I end up writing more pages than I was going to write on Monday. It just depends sometimes. Sometimes it's a slow week, and sometimes I'm like, oh, yes, I need to write this down.
When you mentioned music, what kind of music do you listen to?
R&B, hip-hop, rock. I listen to a lot of stuff. Jazz. It just depends on my mood. Mostly when I write, I watch a lot of television, though.
You sound like you are addicted to the television, Desi.
I am. I am. Like, I watch reruns of The Closer. Have you seen that show?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, that's my show.
I love this. Well, when you are writing these imaginative scenes and characters, and you're dealing with the supernatural elements, do you ever do any kind of research to set the scenes or about the characters, or is it all completely in your mind?
I do a little research. I know in the first book, I use like a herb or something to help Carmel, because she catches a cold in a book, where that's what they think she caught was a cold. So I had to look up different herbs and to see which one would treat, like, you know, a cold. So I did do research for that. And I also did research for the second book, because the time setting I used in the second book for Queen Ice, when she tells Carmel about her side of the story, like, I used that research to determine what type of crown they should wear. And, like, I also read the Bible, because it's biblical references in my story as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to see when, like, when David ruled in the Bible, because I didn't want it to, like, mess with when the rulers in my story ruled, too. So I had to look that up as well.
That's really interesting. I like the fact that you research the Bible and add that into the book, too. Mm-hmm. I think that's really cool. Well, give our readers a 30 to 40 second sales pitch on why they should pick up this series and these first two books and the third one soon to come and read your books.
Oh, let's see. Okay, so you should read The Talented One and Two, because it has something for everybody. If you like angels, that's in the first one. If you like, you know, the thought of having powers, that's in the first one. Now, for the second one, if you like the idea of vampires, wolves, and the angels, and, you know, the archangels, too, that's in the second book. So I think that will really get readers interested. And, you know, reincarnation is in the second book. And there's a lot of romance and a lot of, you know, sexual references for the people who like to read that type of stuff, too. Now, for my third book, I think this is for my mature audience, because it's more sexual references in there. And if you like Queen Ice as a character in the second book, you'll love Starletta in this the new book I'm writing, because she tells it like it is, too. And you'll love her love interest, because he's not as moody as Devin is in The Talented Two. And there's vampires and wolves in this book, too, and lots of magic, because she's a witch.
That's, well, it sounds very exciting, and I think it's interesting you mentioned a witch, because you're on a bewitching book tour.
Yes.
And your book tour is through November 23rd. If you would, give us your website. If you have a website, give us that information so that our readers can go over there and see all your different stops along your bewitching book tour.
Okay. It is Desi Smith. So DESYSMITH.WIX.com/DesiSmith.
Excellent. Well, Desi, we wish you the very best of luck with your books. You've been an absolute delight to visit with this evening, and we can't wait to see book three come out and many, many, many more from you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the here.
Absolutely. Bewitching book blogs, tours, and Bewitching Radio, and we know we're all going to be bewitched by Desi Smith. Thanks so much, and readers, go grab those books. They're at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all your booksellers. Desi, thanks again, and have a good evening.
You too.